Hi guys and girls, I'm Sanya Khurana and I'm here with Rashmeet Kaur, and we are welcoming all of you to our first episode of our first podcast called Unmuted.
Yes, and that Unmuted podcast is no longer anonymous because you know who we are. I'm Rashmeet and
Sanya. Yeah, thanks for the introduction again. So the idea is to help you help each other smash patriarchy in small ways at our home, at our workplaces, and within ourselves, and maybe when we are helping each other, we can help you, and some of you can actually gain some of our knowledge, our tips, and use that at your home, at your workplace, and within yourself. So yeah, welcome. So our first podcast is, why don't you like us? Why don't you like us, man? What have we done to you, Rashmeet? Why don't you like me?
I have no idea, but this thing reminds me of an episode in Friends, wherein poor Chandler has to watch a show with a, you know, young woman complaining, why don't you like me? So it's pretty much the same frustration that we are going to talk about. And we're going to talk about in the context of us, the normal people, because we all are going through the same frustrations. So let's talk about it more in details.
Yeah, I mean, guys, I mean, not just us, just be a little empathetic. Do you know the word empathy? Stop judging people, cut some slack to people in general. And this is maybe we are telling to each other and telling to the whole world to just not just like us, but like people in general. People are just, you know, doing things that they think are right and wrong. So just assume generosity in others and be empathetic. Okay, enough of philosophy. Too much of that philosophical thing. Rashmeet, any points on that? Why don't you think people like us?
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about this a lot. So like you talked about the philosophy, I think people don't like themselves. So people, if they don't like themselves, it reflects on everybody else, and they are like, hey, whatever is it that they are planning on doing, it's not going to be great, and whatever I'm going to do, it's not going to be great. So people in general are not empathetic towards themselves, and that is reflected in their behavior with others. And yeah, so interestingly, that brings me to this point of, you know, when we were starting Lean in India. You want to talk about that journey, the feelings that you had at that time?
Yeah, so guys, we are feminists. And what is feminism? We will talk about it in the entire podcast. So you will just wait for the definition, wait for it. Both of us started this community, Lean in India. And before starting this entire community, we started small Lean in circles in our colleges. You know, when we were in all girls college, we thought that we can come together and fight patriarchy, all the girls together. So that was the time when I had assumed that I would get a lot of hatred from misogynists, from men and women who were, you know, very much consumed by patriarchy. But I was really surprised. I mean, I got a lot of hatred from other feminists, which was like, oh my God, you were supposed to like me. but because we believe in the same things, you know, I believe in that all genders are equal, and I believe in that mindset, and I want to learn about that mindset, and I want to implement it in my life. And I assume that other feminists also want that, and they do, but still they don't like me. That was a very sad thing to admit. But I guess the label of feminism or being a feminists comes with its own biases, further making us not liked by the entire world. So basically, yeah.
Tell me about it. Not liking by the entire world. I'll tell you some funny incident. So my younger brother and his friends were out, you know, having fun partying on his birthday, and their friends know, you know, his friends know that I am a feminist and an open feminist. Some people believe in the ideology, and just for being cool, they don't point it out. Yeah. I'm an openly, you know, it's like I'm accepting the fact that I am a feminist. I'm talking about it openly in the world.
Not ashamed about it. Yeah.
Not ashamed of. Absolutely not ashamed about it. So they were all in their old zones, and slowly and gradually they started, you know, treating me a little differently. And that led me to asking them questions to understand. And this is what I understood after that multiple sessions of why do you think that? Why do you think it? And the reason came out, they think feminism is a propaganda of fat and ugly women. They, you know, they actually get this, you know, pretty girls generally don't really care about it. They didn't question shit like this. So basically they are living in this world believing that the world lives on male attention. So females are just looking for that. So pretty girls already get their attention. And, you know, the other girls, you know, don't really get it. So they are fighting for it. So they don't really bother, you know, the pretty girls don't really bother to fight under the name of feminism because everything is fine for them. And I mean, I was shocked hearing this shit that was coming out of their mouths. And I went like, these are young minds. Who is feeding nonsense to them? And then thinking more about it, I realized we have an amazing media and such amazing role models to feed their minds. I mean, and that and just reminded me of that funny thing wherein Kareena Kapoor stood in front of the entire world and said, I'm not a feminist. And people are just faming, you know, defaming actual feminists like Kangana Ranaut. Because it's like a man's world. We're living in a man's world and everyone's trying to propagate that, the media. So of course they will not like us. Of course, you know. So I am so glad. If this is their understanding and reason for not liking me, I am so glad I'm unlikable, Sanya.
Hashtag proud to be unlikable.
Absolutely. Proud to be, you know, and hashtag feminist as fuck always. And at this point, I want to take an opportunity to explain to people, you know, what actually feminism is. Feminism is a concept that does not say women are superior to men. It says we are basically the same. We are all the same. And generally, when I say this to people, there is an amazing follow-up question. If you're equal, why do you need a special revolution for women? Why can't you just, you know, get things normally on the basis of talent, you know? And they bring all these biology, talent, psychology in between. And I have a simple answer to their question. If you, you know, make an entire gender sit at home for hundreds and thousands of years and, you know, subject them and treat them as subhumans, they are bound to have some feelings inside that will, you know, capture them. Yeah. And that is why you need a special revolution. And that is what feminism is. But the end picture is we are all equal.
Like feminism is about the mindset of equal genders, but we don't live in the world of equal genders. So that's why we need a movement for it. So basically,
yeah. Amen, sister. Amen. That's pretty much it.
And I have a feeling that there's a age-old expectation in which women are expected to be more nurturing and men are expected to take the lead and make decisions. So when women assert themselves at workplace, at home, like whenever we are, we try to be, you know, that confident and, you know, liking ourselves, that, you know, that thing of self-love, whenever I try to implement it in myself, I get a very harsh backlash from the world. Like, oh, you think you are beautiful? Why? No one, have you noticed this? Rashmi, that in movies, when I was younger, the woman, the lead heroine never was beautiful, but she didn't know she was beautiful. So it's like,
yeah. I mean, waiting for a man's validation as if.
Yeah, and then, and that is what attracted the guy to that girl. I mean, that quality that she's dumb enough to know that she's not beautiful, that she has no self-esteem. Great. Now I can
actually love her.
I can actually dominate you. You have no self-esteem. Yeah, so coming back to the topic, yeah. So, and I've seen this in myself as well, as a teenager or as a college student. The first reaction I had to a woman who had had a opinion or is not very subtle about expressing herself, who's very bold, is like very negative. I'm like, okay, what she said was right, but the way she said it, she could have been a little, you know, compassionate and kind. And this is the first thought that comes to my mind even now, like even after being a lean-in leader and self-proclaimed feminist and, you know, advocating that idea, the first thought at times, like, I realized that, okay, I have this bias, and then I have to, you know, come back to just recognizing it.
Yeah. So,
and on the other hand, when we see a woman who is likable, that she's nice and smiling and agreeable, we automatically consider her less competent. I've seen this bias I've read about this bias in workplaces and at home. Like, if she's nice, if she's smiling, she's dumb. So it's either ways. Either if you're bold and you are, you know, you have opinions, then people will not like you for not being feminine. But if you're feminine, so-called feminine, if you're nice and smiling and you are compassionate and kind, then you are dumb. Oh, how can you be a software developer? How can you be how can you be into books? Oh, you read? Really? You? So it's all those.
Absolutely. So we are living in a no man's land. That's what we're trying to say. So if we wear bikinis, they'll be like, hey, she's too skinny. Hey, she's too fat. So basically, our bodies are going to be shamed anyway. If we have habits, you know, that are unlikely and do not fit into their labels of, you know, gender stereotypes. I like cars. I like talking about them. I like making them. I like working, you know, around them.
Genius.
Exactly. So, I mean, they just label, hey, that girl's not girly enough. You know, that's the perception. And like you said, if a girl is, you know, girly enough according to their boundaries, then definitely she's dumb. I mean, what the fuck? What are you trying to say? We are in a no man's land. So of course, you know, now that we are debating about all of this, I don't mind being, you know, unlikable, you know, and of course you will not like us, because now in a meeting, I would definitely not give a fuck about getting coffees for everyone. And I will raise my hand and I will speak at the table and I will ask for a higher pay like men do. And I will definitely have an opinion and I will break up with that boyfriend who gets even violent with me once. So,
yeah.
So all these things that we used to do, we used to deal with it. I mean, I don't mind if I am the first squadron that gets hit. So I'm the first feminine squadron that flies in the beginning and rebels against things, so that people at the back, the generations that are coming, they are safer, you know, and they are safe from this nonsense, the bullets of nonsense that, you know, people throw at them, and they're actually sexist. And then we have to take the burden of not being likable because we are being human in the form of feminist movement.
Yeah, that's true. And to be honest, I have spent a lot of my life, you know, my childhood, my teenage years, and then some part of my early 20s until I came to know about Lenin and Sheryl Sandberg and the entire movement of feminism, I spent a lot of my life being a people pleaser. I tried to please, I tried to be a good daughter, to be a good sister, to be a good student, to be a good friend, and I lost myself in the way. I realized it very late that I don't even know what color I like. I don't like myself. I hate myself. I used to think that I'm worthless, and all because I was only thinking about being liked. So yeah. Ironically, our podcast name is Why Don't You Like Us, but the ideal situation is that you should not care if or not anyone likes you. I mean, that is not something that you should look forward to achieve. What you should be, the aim is liking yourself. And I actually found that liking myself, like after We started 5 years ago, Rashmi.
Yeah, 5 years ago. More than five, I think.
Yeah, more than 5 years ago. And even today, I don't find... I still have... find myself, you know, getting into the trap of log kya kahenge syndrome. And... but it's like 5 years of practice of slowly and slowly discovering myself, liking myself, has made me realize that it is the most important thing for anyone, irrespective of gender, and what others think being a people pleaser or what others think should not really matter. You should be your first priority. I'm not preaching, but this is what I've realized with time, that for me now, I am my first priority, my physical health, my mental health, my emotional health, my work, my career. And then I'm not talking about being selfish. When you accept yourself, you actually become less and less judgmental about others.
Absolutely. You
know that other people are also human beings, and they are just figuring more and more about themselves. So,
absolutely. That's right. I think we're all learning. You know, this is what I genuinely believe in. We are all learning. I think I would like to quote Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hours principle here. If you want to become a perfectionist overnight or become an overnight success, you got to work for 10,000 hours. So probably the whole concept of feminism has to be worked on, and, you know, we have to undo our biases and practice it for like 10,000 hours. And probably we'll be reaching that point wherein we're no longer biased. And by the time we reach there, we need to all be empathetic towards each other, you know, because we are all in our learning process. We got to be like, we should, and in that we have to make ourselves the first priority. Sanya, I'm aligned with you. I mean, similar story. I struggle with making myself a priority. All my lean and work sometimes becomes a priority over my own health. But then I remember, I mean, the lean and sisters remind me to lean back and focus on myself. So I think it's like a continuous journey, and we have to maintain this fine balance of keeping ourselves as a priority and then helping our community do that. So, and that's pretty much what leadership is. So that makes us strong women, doesn't it, Sanya?
Yeah, it does. And to conclude, the answer to why don't you like us is because maybe you don't like yourself.
Yeah.
Why don't we like us? Maybe we don't like ourselves. So we need to work on that. And second conclusion is that if you're not a feminist, what is your problem?
Absolutely. It's like supremacy. And you know what? No matter what they say, they could be anyone. I think they is going to reduce in number, because the feminist movement is largest ever. This is like the biggest movement we've ever seen. And I don't see it going down with time. It's going to amplify, because as more people get aware, and that's exactly why we have podcasts like this, wherein, you know, we are just discussing our true feelings and our experiences. So that's it, you know. So to all the young listeners, you are no longer the idea of a strong woman that they just write about in books. You are a real one with a real voice. So better just use it and don't worry about, you know, being liked or not. So that's that.
Yeah, I think that includes everything that we have said. We will be putting out more episodes on this topic, and to give people more clarity about what this is about, and maybe to help women like us feel empowered.
I think absolutely. Absolutely. Because what we are saying, I think women already know that they already have a voice, they're already empowered, they already know that thing. But you know what? Sometimes when you hear it from somebody else, that little validation given to the small spark inside of you can actually start that ripple fire. And after all, who doesn't like being a girl on fire like Alicia Keys? So that's pretty much it. So stay tuned, and this is going to be fun. It's going to be as imperfect, this impromptu, this fun, because we are just real women. And that is what makes us strong.
Yeah.
So thank you, everyone.
And subscribe to our podcasts.
Absolutely. If you want to hear these two amazing women talk, you know what? You've got to subscribe and do that. Thank you so much. We'll catch up soon on the next one.
Bye. Take care. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Bye-bye.